I polish my shoes for my pleasure. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, with Instant Illumination. I polish my shoes for my pleasure. All things that we do in life, we do for our own pleasure. Now, why would you polish your shoes for your pleasure? What pleasure does it give you to polish your shoes? Well, as I look at my shoes, I see they are beautiful. I see they are good. I see they are wonderful. As I look at my shoes, I think they are very comfortable. They are very pleasing. They are very satisfying. As I look at my shoes, I think they carry me around the world and they show the world how much I care. Are my shoes loving shoes, thoughtful shoes, happy shoes? Are my shoes something that I feel good about? Do I take my best shoes and wear them out in the muddy garden while I'm digging on plants? Or do I take my work shoes and go in the garden? And when I'm working in my work shoes in the garden, do I feel very, very strong and very good? Do I feel I can put my foot down the shovel and push it down into the earth and turn it over and make the ground all nice and soft and ready for planting? Do I get on my knees and the tips of my toes are digging into the earth and I'm ruining the perfectly good shine on my shoe? But I'm not, because I have my work shoes on. I have my work shoes on that are very nice, but they're not shiny. They're just sort of a surface that will take all the rough and tumble activity that work shoes receive. So, what do? I shine my shoes for my own pleasure. So every day, after I'm done with my activities, I take my shoe or shoes, and I take each pair, and I take a brush, and I brush them off, or perhaps I take some water and wash away all of the activity of the day, the dirt, the smudge that's there. And after I'm done, I do whatever the shoe calls for. If the shoe has a rough surface, I just take a brush and brush it off and make it all beautiful and good. If the shoe has a shiny surface, I wipe it down good, and then I put a little coat of polish on it, and I rub it thoroughly and wonderfully and happily and say, "Oh, you're beautiful, you're beautiful." And I get down into the little cracks and crannies of the shoe, and I make sure the whole shoe is glorious to look at. And if anyone is behind me, they will see my shoe looking as beautiful as those who are in front of me. But most of all, I polish my shoes for my own pleasure. When I polish my shoes, my shoes say, "Thank you, thank you." They do. And I say, "You're welcome, shoes." And my shoes just love to be polished. They love to have my loving attention on them. They love to have my loving attention around them as I brush away the dust or dirt, as I polish the surface and make it glow and glisten with love in my heart. My shoes are an expression of the soul in me, the being in me. My shoes are an expression of what I think about myself. Now, what do I think about myself? Do I wear proper clothing for proper circumstances? I'm working in the garden. Do I wear my old clothes, my gardening clothes, my Levi's? When I'm sweeping the walk out in front and I'm in the neighbor's presence, do I wear my old rubble-tubble clothes that I wear in the garden? Or do I wear my new old clothes? I wear my new clothes for being out and seen in public. And when I go shopping, do I stop first and go into my bedroom and take off my workaday clothes and put on a pleasant pair of trousers and a pleasant shirt? Not the newest or anything, just nice. Do I put on my shoes that are polished and good? Not my dancing shoes, but my shoes that I go for walk with. And everywhere I go, I am proud of who I am inside of my shoes. I'm proud of who I am inside of my shirt and pants, inside of my clothing. I am proud of who I am because they represent what I think about myself. They represent what I think about me. And when I go anywhere, whatever I think about me. Now you say, well, what if you're naked and you're walking around on your property and you're enjoying the sun? That too represents who you think you are. Do you walk around with your tummy hanging out and your chest slopping down? Or do you have your shoulders back and your chin up and you walk around as a proud peacock and you just say, I am so happy, I am so glad. When you're at the swimming pool and you're wearing your swimming clothes, and as you do so, everyone around there sees your lines. They see exactly where your tummy is and where your chest is and where you are inside your swimsuit. And so they say of themselves, my, that's a handsome fellow, or that's a shoddy looking fellow. He doesn't care much about his body. He doesn't care what goes into his body, and he doesn't care what comes out. Well, anybody who looks at you and says such a thing as that, they're saying it first about themselves, because they would not see you as shoddy if they were not shoddy, truly. A person of class, a person of quality, a person of deep, loving, unconditionally loving respect for themselves and the world, sees the world as a beautiful, fulfilling, wonderful place to be. They do not see someone else needing to be upgraded, someone else needing to be improved. They do not see anyone in the world wearing old clothes or wearing shoddy clothes or wearing things out of keeping with wherever they are. They don't see that because they are beautiful people. They are people. Does the queen see shoddy people around her? Not at all. Does the queen see anyone around her who is not just the finest, most? She looks in their eyes. She looks in their face. She looks in their heart. And she sees herself because she's looking in her heart and she's looking with her heart at all the world, at all that is good. And as she's looking with all her heart at all that's wonderful and good, then she is truly shining her shoes for herself. She is truly putting on her happy clothing for herself. You and I do that all the time. We wear things that please us. We wear things that are a delight to us. And as we wear clothing that's a delight to us, we're wearing it for ourselves. We might say we're wearing it because we have to go to town, we want to look nice. Well, we want to look nice because we want to look nice. Not a matter that we're going to town or we'll be seen by others, but it's because we want to look nice. And so for us to look nice, we polish our shoes. For us to look nice, we brush our clothing. We wash our clothing. Ellen had just done some laundry, and she gave me one of my shirts, a beautiful brand-new blue pullover, and it was lovely. And I had to wear it, so I put it on right away. And I wore it to supper. Well, at the supper table, we were doing all sorts of interesting things. And I was feeding the dog in my arms. And I was holding the dog while he was getting his eye drops and other things. And I was dropping drops on my shirt. And as I was giving the dog some little cream, some of the cream fell on my shirt, and all sorts, and then I was giving him some soup, and some soup fell on my shirt, and Ellen looked at my shirt, and she says, my goodness, not even 10 minutes you wear that shirt, and already it looks like you've worn it a long time. And I said, well, here, she says, I don't want any spots to get on there, because they cling in the shirt, I want to get them off of there for you. And I said, well, here. So I took off my shirt and gave it to her and said, here, when you go down to the embassy, you can take my shirt along and throw it in the laundry and get it washed right away so that the spots don't stay. And when I took off my shirt, there I was in my bare chest. And I sort of stuck out my chest a little bit and lifted up my chin. And I said, Man, I am so blessed with the people I have around me, with the wonderful people who are always wanting me to be happy, always wanting me to look as good as I can, enjoying me polishing my shoes as much as I enjoy polishing my shoes. So I took my shirt, and I'm sure I'll see it in a day or so, all fresh and clean again. I got other shirts. But that shirt happened to be just the one that she had just finished and brought to me not more than a few minutes before we had our supper. And I put it on because I thought it was so beautiful. And of course, then, because I hold the dogs in my arms, because I hold the pets in my arms while I give them eye drops and while I do different things with them, and while Anita stands there and she's holding a little spoon of peanut butter for Little Love. And so Little Love is lapping at the peanut butter in the spoon, and it flies all over my shirt. It gets into everything. It just seems like that shirt was destined that day to be a delightfully enjoyed shirt on every front, and it was. Our life is like that. We dress for ourselves. We shine our shoes and polish our shoes for ourselves. We live for ourselves. We delight in it. Now, for me to take off my shirt and give it to Ellen and say, here you are, and for her to say, okay, I'll take there, no problem. And she took it down to her house. At my house, I don't have a washing machine and a dryer. She has one at her house, and she has one at the monastery, too. But she wanted to take care of it, and so I wanted her to do what made her happy. Now, truly, if the world were to look at me and see me lovingly holding the dogs in my arms and having them get their lip stuff all over me and drop peanut butter on me and cream and other things on me. And if they were to say, oh, those dogs are so cute, they're so wonderful, not one second thinking about my poor shirt. But Ellen had just finished making it beautiful for me. And then I put the loving dogs in my arms and it became unbeautiful. But for me, that shirt was filled with so much love from Ellen, from the dogs, from Anita feeding the dogs peanut butter and having it being dripped on my shirt, and from me having it to wear at the dinner table and thinking, I have polished my shoes, I have polished and prepared my shirt, the most beautiful shirt that I was given that day, to wear and share with the family. And it got worn, it got all the wear and tear, but the thing is, it was filled with unconditional love. And it made me so happy, and it made me even happier when Ellen took it and said, come, give me that, let me make that clean again. She didn't say, don't make it dirty. She just says, give it to me, let me make it clean again. We don't look at people's dirty clothing, nor do we look at our own. We only look at our shoes and say, hey, I got dust and dirt on there. So we leave them outside, or we brush them off, or we clean them off, or we rub them on our trousers, and we come in with them, because we're ready for a wonderful day. We're ready to live our life, realizing that everything that we do for ourselves. And so when I go out in public and wear beautiful clothing, I'm doing it for myself. If I drive my car and I wear comfortable shoes, I'm doing it for myself. If I walk around the property and I wear just my go-aheads, I'm doing it for myself. Are there any stones on the path? Are there any burrs or prickles on the path that'll bother my feet if my go-aheads? Not at all. Do I walk in pleasantness and peace? I do. Whatever I think about that I experience, if I think about burrs and stones and dirt and unpleasantness, then that's what I experience. But I am the master of my life, of my world, of my being and myself. And I polish my shoes for myself. I dress myself for myself. And I live in my world for myself, because it is a glorious, beautiful, happy world. It is a world filled with joy and love. It is a world that I will always remember and always delight in, because it is a world that I have made by my thought. I polish my shoes for my pleasure. I live in my world for my pleasure, and my pleasure is always fulfilled. I love you. I love you. I love you.